Hello everyone, this is Monsef Afkar and thank you so much for being here with us on Your Divine Uniqueness on the new season of the new and the first season of this year 2020. So yeah, very excited about the experiences and healing and transformation we will have together in this journey. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you for being for being with us throughout the journey, whether you joined the show like a long time ago or just recently. So thank you to each and every one of you for allowing us to create this and to experience this, because it's really life-changing. And from many of you and also from me personally, like so many changes happened and transformation, and very grateful to all of you. So thank you so much. And so we are starting the new season with Vandana at our aura. Very excited about that. Really love her energy, her message, and all the calls that we do with her, and really love how deep we can go with her in the journeys, the healing journey that she takes us through. And also love in what I love in those journeys, it's you really can feel the energy, the healing energy. It's practical, and also like how to say, her voice, it's very soothing and really allows us and help us to be in the present moment and to be able to receive this healing and energy. So yeah, very excited about that. And so today's subject is accelerated light, divine dream body transformation. So yeah, we'll be talking about body transformation and especially like healing this emotional issues and challenges that we may have that can affect our body, can create addictions that can affect negatively our body, because it's a really essential and very, very important part into our human experience and ascension, because our body also needs to go through this ascension process, and for that we need to take care of it. And today we'll be talking about how to take care of it from inside out, and really have this relationship with our body that is based on love, loving ourselves and honoring ourselves, because there's so much pressure, especially for women about their body, whether body shape or like the body in general. And there is so much self inner critic, and also from society, and like message like Vandana's message, it's really helpful to really have this relationship of love, it's and really let go of those limiting beliefs and unconscious that were created by the collective. Very excited about that. And also we'll have Vandana will guide us through a multidimensional healing journey, so stay tuned for that. And then toward the end of the call we'll have a Q&A where you can ask your questions. With that, Vandana, welcome to the show. Very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Monsef. It's always an honor, joy, and pleasure to be here with you and your beautiful, beloved audience. Welcome to 2020. It's an exciting time to be alive and also to thrive, not only survive. So thank you for having me back.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vandana. Before we start our discussion, because we were talking about the subject today, and you mentioned your story, like healing story and relationship with your body. I would love if we can start with that, because I feel it's very inspiring, and many of our audience can see themselves in the journey you've been through.
Yes, of course. I'm more than happy to. So I've been struggling with emotional eating patterns since I was a child, and going through a lot of food addictions and behaviors where I would almost become dependent on the satisfaction that would come from the foods that I chose to kind of help me to survive in toxic situations at home in the environment that I grew up in. My parents were often battling, probably from the time I was about 10 to about 13 when they eventually separated. And what I did is to soothe my emotional nervous system, I would turn to the comfort of food. And that sort of became my quote unquote drug of choice, where I had easy instant access to kind of calming, soothing my nerves, helping me to feel more grounded, and also to get back into my body. We know that certain foods like sugars or certain types of treats do have an impact. They do affect, the good feeling endorphins, and they do help us to instantly feel better, like chocolate, for example. But at the same time, I grew to form a codependent relationship with food, where I would sort of eat to comfort and calm myself down when it felt safe or when I felt there was a risk or a threat of survival. And then literally it became a pattern over the years. Also, I grew up in a home where both of my parents, so my maternal and paternal lineage, were also fed a lot of false beliefs about perfectionism. In other words, that harsh critic and inner judge, the voices of my recent ancestors who were also struggling with this fantasy of perfectionism or having the ideal body type or, and if not, then there was something wrong with you or you weren't, good enough, and just constantly, sort of got into this false imagery and identity, which really shaped my body image, how I felt about my body, how I related to my body. My self-esteem was quite questionable for many years, especially in my teenage years. Just also judging and comparing, myself to sort of Hollywood body types and models that mm-hmm. really were very unrealistic. And yet I was taken to an organization where I had to sort of learn how to monitor my calorie consumption with points and with tracking everything that I ate in order to get to accomplish the weight goals that my mother instilled in me. And, I've made peace with her and my own body. And all of those ideas and fantasies that we all can relate to growing up. These false identities and body memories live on a cellular level within us, and they're in our muscle memory, they're in our tissues, they're in our organs, in our mitochondria, in our DNA, all the stress that it created, all the anxiety, all the struggle energy, all the emotional density, and the anxiety. And through the years, I've gone back and forth, kind of like with yo-yo dieting, with energy frequencies of ups and downs of, you know, eating well, but then, you know, almost wanting to, feeling like I needed to deprive myself and feeling so much toxic shame and guilt and blame around actually enjoying the foods that made me feel good. So if there was a lot of push and pull and a lot of patterns of eating and then, you know, not eating for many hours of the day, which, you know, can definitely disturb your immune system, your digestive system, your endocrine system, and really set up unhealthy patterns where it can really create lifelong, you know, codependency to substances, to people, to, you know, anything outside of you to help you to feel grounded and more in control and safer in the body. So after, you know, sort of like going through all of these years of feeling that I wasn't in control of my body and I didn't feel good about the shape, about the size, you know, just in general feeling the lethargy and the density and the heaviness, feeling stuck and slow and almost feeling like frozen, right, in my own body because of all of the years of the fight and the flight patterns that were set up in my nervous system after all of that and going back and forth and losing the weight and feeling like, oh, now I'm okay and now I feel great and now I feel lovable and you know, now I'm, you know, in control. And then little by little kind of going back to where I was and gaining all that weight back. And then having to do it all over again. And, you know, I was caught up in that wheel of karmic suffering, the cycles of despair, of just like feeling good about myself and then not feeling good about myself, you know. And so I wanted to just come to peace with that. I needed to come to terms with that. I needed to, you know, forgive my perfectionistic mother who scolded me and deprived me of those comfort foods, you know, those cookies, those treats, those, you know, bags of chips that, you know, actually distracted me from what was actually going on around me, which was a lot of, you know, insanity, a lot of aggression, a lot of conflict and battles and all of that, that as an empath was just so hard on my emotional nervous system, on my adrenals, and really created just a lot of toxic density in my system. So about a year ago, I decided I'm going to take charge. I'm going to just like try a different way. I'm going to welcome a new way of seeing and perceiving and feeling about my body. I know, and you all know, that you have all these amazing gifts and sensitivities and telepathies, and that you're here for a reason, you know, and that your body is, you know, is a gift. And yet I just really wanted to feel like, I just want this to be easier. I want to always sort of feel like be in a place where I feel free and liberated and I can become a divine partner with my own body. We can become a team, right? We can work together instead of me fighting and battling my own body temple. I wanted to honor my body in a new way and take my powers back and claim my body's sovereignty and feel beautiful in my body. But I also didn't want to struggle. I didn't want to, you know, go with these sort of like dieting plans where I felt deprived or forced to eat certain foods or, you know, starve myself for hours and then, you know, and eat things that I didn't really enjoy, you know. I wanted to feel like I can eat whatever I want orgasmically, right? Like I can mindfully take over my own body. And so about a year and a half ago, I walked into the same center that actually has helped me tremendously to become more mindful, to track what I'm eating, but not to get caught up in a tracking trap, but to actually take responsibility and accountability, you know, and not eat destructively or in a way that self-sabotages me. So this time, though, I didn't walk into the center, you know, asking for help and to transform, to change my body, to shape-shift my body in a good way. I walked in with a completely different mindset and energy. I walked in with holding a higher frequency of 100% pure light and just welcoming and embracing whatever help I could receive, whatever help was available, whatever guidance, whatever information I was not listening to or paying attention to in the past. Because before I would go back and forth with my weight and up and down on the scales, from a place of lack, from a place of shame and denial, from a place where I almost felt like a prisoner in my own body, right? And so this time I said, you know, what if it could be different this time and it could happen, you know, this transformation, whether you want to gain weight, lose weight, whether you want to shape shift, you know, and maybe just, you know, work on your abs or, you know, firm your body or stretch it or mold it, however you want, whatever makes you feel, you know, like you have the most energy and vitality in your body, right? That's what I asked for. And I asked the question instead of, instead of limiting the blessings that I knew that I finally knew and trusted that I have the right to receive. I asked this question, what if this time it could be different? What if this time I could get to my goal where I could just really feel good, where I could stop, you know, in front of a mirror, you know, walking outside or walking on the beach or wherever I was and like see the true reflection of who I've grown into being, you know, like really feel good about what I see in the mirror of my own divine destiny. And what happened is it didn't take more than about 6 to 7 months, I was able to shed 45 pounds of emotional density. So this is how I was able to do it, because I was able to shift from the inside out. I was able to call in my divine dream body team and just give all of my fears, all of my worries, all of my doubts, all of that weakened, depleted, disempowerment energy and all of the ways that it ever hurt or harmed me. I was able to give this all to my team and ask them to help me, to give me new tools, awarenesses, processes to really shift my body from the inside out, not the outside in, because I already knew what to do. I already knew the foods to eat. I already knew, like, okay, I need to go to the gym or do yoga more. You know, all of this we know about food, like what types of food to eat or what types of food to avoid to get more sleep, to take in a certain amount of calories. All of that was like so like really 3D, like it was just like imprinted in my cellular reality, like since the time I was 12 or 13. That I knew, but what was missing is me feeling that I have the right to feel good in my body, to feel whole, holy, and complete, to make peace with all the parts of myself that I still judged, denied, and disowned. All of those body shadows. And that's what I was able to do. And it happened at accelerated speed. And that's what I wanted to share, because the accelerated ascension energies have been with us since 2012. This is not something brand new, but everything's happening and everyone is shifting faster than we ever were told was even humanly possible. We're shifting into these divine dream bodies, the new human bodies, the crystalline bodies of light. And in order to ascend, we have to release all of the toxicity, the negativity, the heavy metals, like anywhere in any timeline or lifetime, galaxy or reality, where we ever empathically absorbed or inherited all of that dense toxicity in our bodies. So that's chemically, genetically, generationally, and even gestationally in the womb from our biological birth mothers. And what we do is we inherit their trauma genes from our ancestors. So, and it goes all the way back. And I was able to also connect with my divine dream body ancestral guide, that healthy, whole, and wholly healed body of my family tree, my lineage, right? Before the trouble began, before the body trauma began, before we started really eating our hearts out, right, and stuffing our feelings, right, suppressing all of that stress, and swallowing our fears. So I wanted to get in touch with that guardian to help all of my maternal and paternal bodies who also struggled with body image and self-esteem to feel good in their bodies, even if they're disembodied now, so that they don't have to incarnate in another toxic, wounded body. So I've been able to maintain and sustain this shape-shifting, this transformational blessing. It's been about a year now. I'm pretty much still, you know, navigating the same body weight. It fluctuates a little bit up and down, but I don't punish, torment, or torture myself if I want to treat myself to something sweet or something, you know, that I was told that, is really bad for me. I'm able to stay in my body and enjoy the experience, right? Because my soul body, my highest soul self's body is monitoring this, is overseeing and overlighting this, as well as my divine dream body team. So I'm not acting out anymore. You know, I'm totally conscious and aware of, you know, what to eat, what not to eat, when to eat, when to start eating, and when to stop eating, because of this cosmic conscious awareness. So that is all I'm going to say right now, because I could talk for hours about myself, but the reason I created this package, this program, this heart offering is to back and bless you this year, to help to empower, inspire, and motivate you not to give up, not to feel disheartened or disempowered in your attempts to feel good in your own body. So, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much, Vandana, for sharing that. I feel it's really inspiring because, and also mm-hmm. an invitation to shift from, this search for love to be lovable based on a false image or identity. But instead, it's not a shape, it's not an image that defines who we are. And like beauty, it's not what is created by the media or the society. It's much more beyond that. And like everyone, they are like beautiful in their own way. And also having this love relationship with their body, honoring it, instead of, like for example, like enjoying the food that our body guide us to eat, instead of having this addiction, and that sometimes it just, how to say, it's like make us running away from our own emotion and mm-hmm. running away from healing the density that we feel like it's when we have these addictions. It's maybe it just makes things even maybe difficult after that.
Right, because it's sort of creating self-defeating sabotage. So on the one hand, you know, it makes you feel temporarily really good and, you know, elated and happy or calm in the moment, right? So it neutralizes difficult emotions that maybe you're having trouble processing and dealing with, which is totally understandable. But if we're unconscious, then we start acting out and creating those unhealthy patterns that are actually hurting us instead of helping us, right? So it's about staying conscious in your body all the time, and it's about the feeling sensation, because so many of us also are sensory deprived, maybe deprived by human touch, maybe not in relationships for a very long time. So it's about healing the relationship in the skin that you're in, you know, so that, you know, you could allow your body to be the best messenger, to carry that eternal wisdom, right, and to really pay attention and to just remain conscious in your body, aware. Let your body, you know, do its job. Don't override the intelligence of your body. So that's really important. And these are all messages that I, and for many of you, never really learned or were ever told, and certainly weren't modeled by self-absorbed or narcissistic parents, you know, who were also wounded. You know, they were also mm-hmm. emotionally wounded, neglected, or, they didn't receive that healthy, empowering role modeling on, well, how do I eat in a healthy way and enjoy the foods I'm eating, where it's a gift and a blessing instead of like a punishment, right? Like, we want to eat foods that nourish and nurture us. And that's why the Divine Dream Team, who overlights all of our bodies and all of the overlighting masters and guardians of light, I ask them to feed me with this divine nectar, right? With the, you know, divine elixirs and the remedies and the supplements, like all of the vitamins and minerals energetically that I was missing that made me feel so depleted and deprived. That's what I asked to be fed on. You know, and if we don't receive the love, like you just said, Monsef, then we can turn to other substances to help us to feel loved or help us to feel comforted or safe in the world. So we know that those unconscious patterns don't work. And that's why we have to learn how to use, we can feed our souls and our bodies with nourishment from the earth, you know, from plants that can sustain our life force energy, right, our vitality. So all of the minerals, the vitamins, the plants, the fruits, the vegetables, like all of this. But also, you know, whatever else helps you to feel satisfied and to feel good in your body, to feel content, you know, so that you feel that you are enough and you don't have to try and struggle and force yourself to eat foods that you just don't enjoy. It's about slowing down when you're eating too and like allowing yourself to sort of orgasmically and organically eat, you know, like taste the foods that you're eating, you know, while you're eating and you're chewing and you're swallowing these foods, or, you know, you're drinking these smoothies or these juices or whatever. Really like slow down and really come all the way back, return fully back into your body and allow your taste buds to come alive, right? To fully enjoy the experience. And that's something we're taught the opposite of. We're taught to sort of like, you know, shove the food in, like, or to hide with shame because we feel this guilt and the shame about, you know, maybe eating the wrong foods or foods that are bad for us, or feel, and we're made to feel like cheaters or like there's something wrong with us, you know. And so I know that I needed to change and turn all of that around as a body alchemist and work this practical, magical, and alchemical, multidimensional tools, because I knew that this had happened to me in so many other lifetimes and timelines, and also to my ancestors. And like I said, I had to go thousands of years back in my lineage to find that healthy ancestral body, right, that a healthy ancestral guardian of my family bloodline to help me to feel more resourced, more resilient, more present in my body all the time. And when she came, it changed my life. It allowed me to feel that I was worthy of living in a happy, healthy, and holy body, to actually stretch out of my body and feel comfortable and good about myself, you know, worthy and lovable, and that, you know, that I am love, and that it didn't matter so much what my body looked like from other people's lenses, right, from other bodies, that I needed to feel good in my own body, and that's what really created all the change. And it happened faster this time than it's ever happened before, and it really helped me to sustain all of the new energies on this timeline, right? Because it's important, and it's something that a lot of us are still not addressing, ignoring, denying, refusing, and resisting. Still, so many of us have sort of given up on our bodies, on our health, on our well-being, on our right to living in a healthy body, healthy mind, right? A healthy nervous system. And we know, we see, that more and more, if your body is not healthy, if you are poisoning your mind, your body, you know, your systems, every part of you, your blood, your bones, with toxic energies, whether it comes from food, substances, people, or situations. And you're exposed to that toxic energy, and you absorb it as an empath. We know that the outcome is not going to be what we deserve it to be. So we need to empty in order to refuel with that life force energy, which is all around us, with, you know, in the spirit of unity and community. This is the 5D timeline. This is the new earth, the emerald earth energy. I didn't do it on my own. We all need each other. You know, we need that support. And I got that from, you know, I was resourced. I was, you know, I got all the strength and the encouragement and you know, the support that I knew that I couldn't do alone. And that's why I'm here for you. And I want to share with you what worked for me and what is still working for me, what I'm able to carry forward, right? This change, that change happens from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's beautiful. And yeah, many times, like when we think about like transformation or changing, we think that it's something that we need to do it alone. But like you said, like the support, it's there, and we don't need to go through this path alone. There is the support from our divine team, and also maybe sometimes people that are drawn to us, and with synchronicities, we can really experience like miracles in ways that we can't expect. So yeah, thank you so much, Vandana. So do we do the journey, the healing journey now, to connect with
our
body and
let's definitely go into a guided, sacred journey into our bodies, into all 50 chakras and 22 bodies, so we can release the body lies, the loops, and the storylines in those false timelines, right? In those alternate realities where we were told that we weren't good enough, or weren't, you know, beautiful or enough or lovable enough because of the way we looked from the outside in, so that we could feel good about how we feel from the inside out. So let's do this right now. So find a comfortable space to just relax and let go. Let go of all the struggles, right? And just going into your 5D multidimensional body, we're going to call in all of the celestial medical intervention team members. And this includes the medicine Buddhas, the Reiki doctors, the overlighting acupuncture specialists, the ones that can unlock all of those dense stuck blocks, help us to drop all of the armor, all of the masks, all of the false identities. And what I'm going to ask you to do right now is to just take 3 deep breaths. In and out, and just hold your body and place your left hand under your right armpit and your right hand over your left shoulder. And this is an emotional acupressure holding point. When you feel stuck and overwhelmed in anxiety or in PTSD. And just go ahead and hold yourself there. And we're going to invite in all of the nervous system specialists to de-adrenalize you and to release you from the hypervigilance, from the hyperarousal, from the incessant dieting, struggling, forcing, depriving, starving, all of those dense, toxic, shameful energies. And we're just going to open up the top and the bottom of you, the back and the front, the left and the right, and breathing all the way deep down into your heart space, unzipping you from all that heavy, dense 3D body armor, and stepping out of all of that heavy energy and connecting with the cosmic, solar, galactic, titanium frequencies from your divine doctors, spirit surgeons, from the holy hunas, the Christed kohunas, the galactic kachinas, from all of the earth timelines, where you left your power parts, where you left your bodies, to reclaim the lost energy and vitality, dignity, integrity, authenticity, to reclaim, to recover, to retrieve all of those parts of you back, to recover yourself, to rest, to relax, to digest all unresolved, undigested, unprocessed distress and disharmony. And breathing into your parasympathetic nervous systems, preparing your body to deeply rest on this profoundly peaceful journey. And dropping into your lower bodies now. Stepping out, moving beyond and past the fight, the flight, the fear. All of those frozen distraction energies. And breathing in the liquid light, the solar light, into your solar bodies, into your solar plexus now. And gently exhaling the energies, the stories, the densities, the cuffs, collars, the shackles of self-imprisonment. Allow yourself to unravel, unwind, and unlock those blocks now. And the overlighting master acupuncturists and acupressurists are also holding you, backing you, and supporting you that you can feel good in this beloved and blessed and baptized body, this gift. And allow yourself to just gently, on the exhale, release like a inflated balloon from your lower belly's bodies, Hara Dantian, all of the trapped, stuck energies. Releasing all of the trapped energies that you've empathically absorbed, and releasing it on the out breath through your navel plexus, And let's invite in all of your power protectors, your allies, Archangel Michael, Raziel, the karmic clearing angels, to help you to clear your body, your ancestral body karma, and anything that you've absorbed and stored in the womb from past lives, in infancy, in childhood, just releasing all of that energy out and away from the entirety of you, your bodies, releasing the cortisol, anxiety cells, the misregulated stress hormones, the cortisol, the fight, the flight, the fear. And we invite in Dr. Lorfan to just gently and easily begin to remove the food attachments, the food addictions, and any other addictions to other beings, other bodies, sexual encounters, love connections, anything that makes you feel worthy that you can now let go of. And just allow yourself to start breathing into your parasympathetic nervous system, preparing you to fully rest, relax, and digest everything you've been through and everything that you've been exposed to that you still carry in your beautiful body temple, your ascension light vehicle, breathing into your light bodies now. There you go. De-adrenalizing you. And now, Dr. Lorfan and the spirit surgeons coming in, all of the specialists that are coming in, the nephrologists, the urologists to work on your kidneys, all the fear, the anger, the bitterness, the resentment of having to or being forced to, energies of deprivation or starvation, energies of not being emotionally held or fed on time, so that you can take back your powers to hold yourself, to feed yourself, to nourish yourself, to rebirth yourself and reparent, remother and refather your child bodies in your adult body. You as the spirit guide, the caretaker, the guardian, the caregiver of all of your bodies. And allow yourself to start expanding and opening, releasing the toxic shadows, the body shame, the struggles, the stories. Dr. Lorfan removing the core fear, the frozen fears from your heart, from your limbic system, your amygdala, your little brains, your survival lower brains, releasing you from all of those frozen memories that have ever shocked your nervous system, releasing that through the spine, down your over your shoulders, your arms, let it spill, let it soften, let it move, let it flow, releasing all the way down the front and back of you, the left and right sides of you, releasing it through the top of you, all the way up and back to the galactic, golden, Arcturian, Venusian, Andromedan, Palladian, and Sirian suns, the galactic central suns, and let this Let all the suns behind the suns feed you, soften you, empower you, and melt away all of the armor, all of the masks that have ever hidden your beauty and your light. Allow yourself to breathe into your body's intelligence with this light intelligence from above, the golden, the plasmic, the photonic, and the platinum rays, creating this beautiful, strong, supportive platinum shield to cool you off and to melt your heart, to melt the armor around your stomach, around the walls of your digestive system, around the walls of your heart. Allow all of that to open, to soften, to brighten, to enlighten you, to fill you, to fulfill you. And now the medical Reiki doctors and spirit surgeons are inviting you to lay down the sacred sovereign empowered space of grace, and I'm going to walk you through a simple five-step body process. So as you're lying down, taking three very deep, slow, and full diaphragmatic breaths, clearing your mind, relaxing your body, resting your soul, releasing through the soles of your feet any remaining resistance to healing your own body, to feeding, to nourishing, to adoring, to caretaking your own body, this gift, this blessing. So place one hand over your forehead and one on the back of your head. Because how you see and perceive your body identity, your body image, all starts in your head. And begin to just hold this position, one hand over your forehead, the other on the back of your head. This is balancing, harmonizing, recalibrating the mind, the heart, and the gut, your three brains, breathing into the mind, the heart, the gut, breathing back your solar powers and your solar plexus, and dropping all the way into the full return, recalibration, and resurrection of your divine dream body now. Seeing, dreaming, envisioning, manifesting your divine dream body, the body of your dreams, the one you deserve to embody. What would that look and feel like? And now place both hands on your chest. Even if it seems too late, even if it seems impossible or unobtainable, breathing into your divine dream body, calling in your healed, whole, and holy bodies from all the dimensions, galaxies, and realities where they exist, breathing back the healed, holy, happy, calm, confident, comfortable bodies, wherever they exist, wherever you left them. And we ask the star shamans to help to retrieve and recollect your power parts, your sovereign soul bodies, your intelligence, your presence, your wisdom, your every part of you that can know and trust that you know what's best for you, for your body. No one else but you. And now, breathing into your heart with both hands resting comfortably on your chest and allowing any residue, toxins, any excessive energy, accumulated toxic stress that you empathically absorbed and stored in your body, allow that to leave on the out-breath when you exhale. Allow your breath to be your body's guide, to allow any stuck energy to begin to flow, flush out, dissolve, dissipate, and discharge. Release naturally and efficiently. And allow this divine detoxification, purification process to continue to continuously run and heal you, energize you, revitalize you, engaging your lungs, breathing with the lungs of galactic Gaia and the golden earth Gaia, divine mother, earth mother. Breathing into the core of the earth, breathing into the core of the suns, into your own core. Breathing into your core, strengthening your core under your navel plexus, fully embodying your body. Expanding the lungs vertically, horizontally. Now place your right hand over your liver and your left hand on your stomach. These two organs play great roles in eliminating those toxins, the excessive energies. Breathing, releasing the emotional density stored, absorbed and stored in the liver. And speaking to this intelligence, this consciousness, speaking to the cells of your liver and your kidneys and your stomach and your spleen, your intestines, your colon, your digestive system, making peace with your liver, making peace with your stomach, making peace with your kidneys. Releasing all unnecessary, unrequired energy. Dematerializing, detaching, demanifesting toxic stress. Calling in doctors. Fritz and Dr. Kahn and all of the earth doctors, all of their mastery with spirit surgery, working on your etheric bodies now. Inserting the needleless needles, the microscopic etheric acupuncture to open up any blocked density. Allow that to just open the top of your head, wherever you've stored false images, memories, false identities of less than, of lack, of not enough, of victimhood, of deprivation. Releasing all of that from your throat, from your heart, from your stomach, your upper, your middle, your lower bellies, from your hips, from your tailbone, releasing any stuck, suppressed creativity, sensuality, sexuality, intimacy, safe, healthy, sacred intimacy with a healthy, happy, and holy body, no longer depriving it of pleasure, but releasing the pain and restoring the pleasure. And breathing in that platinum light, that golden light, that solar light to warm you up, to soothe your nervous systems. Now place both of your hands on your abdomen, on your intestines, and tell all of the energies there that you've taken on, that you've internalized from other beings, from other bodies, from other realities, from other entities that are not meant for you, that do not serve you, that do not support you, that do not nourish you, releasing them on the out-breath, eliminating them, shrinking them, dematerializing them with your helpers, with your divine dream body team, envisioning, co-creating the body of your dreams, remembering a time in your timeline when you felt good in your body, when you felt strong, healthy, present, when you were moving your energy in a way that felt good, when you were connected to nature, to the air, to the water, to the earth, to the land, when you allowed your body to play. Breathing that in, inhaling that in, into your stomach, into your intestines, into your gut, into your intuitive light bodies, your luminous light bodies, and breathing that in, swallowing, storing, absorbing that image, that imagery of a healthy, happy reality, of a healthy, happy memory from childhood, from other lives, from infancy, from any time that you actually felt good about yourself, when you felt healthy, happy, confident, comfortable, go ahead and allow yourself to know and to trust that your intuitive bodies, your masterful bodies, your multidimensional bodies are helping you now. They're starting to recorrect and auto-correct, redirect, auto-correct, and reset you, recalibrate you, nurture you in a way that you've never felt nurtured before. And placing both hands on your lower back, your kidneys, your adrenals, releasing yourself from the excessive fight and flight memories. All that you've been through, all that you've been exposed to. And feel the heat, feel the shift. Feel the toxins releasing. Feel your kidneys strengthening, the liver, the spleen, the intestines, the colon. Feel a softer, flexible, fluid body. Feel your light bodies opening, activating, accelerating, returning back to life. and allow yourself to continue breathing and just checking in and feeling stronger, backed, blessed, supported, present, comfortable. We're going to just end this with one more process. I'm going to call in the celestial, galactic, neurologists, and endocrinologists now, because every 3D doctor or specialist that exists in this timeline, there's an overriding divine counterpart and complement in the stars. So we're going to call in this team. So allow yourself to just breathe into your higher brain, your higher star mind. And we're going to work on the leptin levels, your hormones, your happy hormones, and activate the release of the endorphins of calmness, relaxation, and digestion, the oxytocin, melatonin, serotonin, dopamine, to inspire your dreams, to dream your body awake, and allow the leptin hormones that manage your appetite to regulate itself, to optimize, neutralize, stabilize your hormonal system. Working now on your metabolism, recalibrating your body's natural signals on when to start eating, when to stop eating. Regulating your metabolism, strengthening your metabolism, speeding up a slow one, slowing down a hyper one, and allow you to step out of all hypervigilance, hyperarousal, PTSD that have ever affected your neurology. So your brain is being worked on now. Allowing you to sleep better, to rest better, to eat better. Now you're being fed in your this cosmic pharmacy with all the divine remedies, the nutrients, the vitamins, and the supplements. And now we're just going to work on the hypothalamus so that you can always feel good about your body, always be at your best, have the energy, the vitality. I'm going to go into that small area at the base of your brain, behind your eyes, into your hypothalamus, into your nerve cells, releasing the anxiety cells, releasing the cortisol stress, releasing codependency to toxic substances, people, or situations, and strengthening those cells. Strengthening your parasympathetic nervous system. And continue just breathing. Breathing into your gut now. Just rubbing your tummy, your bellies. Yeah, releasing all you can no longer stomach that you've taken in that you're still holding or withholding inside of you. releasing those entities, beings, and bodies that you've adopted and stored deep inside. Allow yourself to just feel. Feel your feelings. And breathing into your gut, we're going to just regulate your ghrelin production in the pancreas, your insulin levels, pancreatic levels, and restore the healthy flora inside with healthy celestial probiotics that feed you, that nourish you, that help you to restore a healthy gut, that no longer leak your precious life force energy, that no longer leak or deplete you. Just breathing in into all of these nutrients. Good. And we're just going to end this right now, just breathing in all of the resources to regulate you, to recalibrate you, to reset you with self-love, self-compassion, to resource you, to strengthen you, to awaken your divine dream body. And now coming all the way back into your body, into your lower bodies, your middle bodies, your higher bodies, upper bodies, above you, below you. Returning now to this emerald new earth so that you can find and receive all the natural resources you need to transform your body, to shapeshift your body from the inside out. When you're ready, just please return to your body. Wrap your arms around your body, around all 22 light bodies. Allow yourself to stay expanded, but also grounded in this beautiful body, anchored in this luminous light. And slowly open your eyes, feeling that you're not alone. Your divine dream team is with you, always has been, and always will be. And thank yourself for taking this journey today. Thank your body. Hug your body. Hold your own body in your own hands, in your own healing hands, and notice what that feels like. In this sweet embrace. When you're ready, you can return.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Vandana, for the beautiful journey. In the end, when hugging my body, it felt like accepting it as it is, accepting also myself, because it's part of who I am here in this experience. And also it really feels good to be, to return to this peaceful body, and grounded, feeling this energy. It's just, so beautiful.
Thank you for sharing that with me. That is beautiful, Mansaf. And your body is really an amazing, magical vehicle. And we're all just remembering how masterful it truly is and how to work with our bodies instead of against our bodies. How to hold ourselves. We were never taught that, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Vandana.
Yeah.
And everyone also would love to hear from you. What did you experience? You can share it with us on the webcast page by typing it on the question box or on the phone when we will take questions in a little bit. So, as I just mentioned, we will take questions in a little bit. So for those of you on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your feedback and also your questions on the question box. Vandana, the time that we receive the questions from our audience, I would love to talk about the program that you put together, which includes three packages that has accelerated line divine dream body transmissions, nine transmissions, and also a 30-minute etheric acupuncture divine detox session with you. It's a one-on-one session. And also a new 6-week accelerated dream body transformation integration program, which feels really, really exciting. So first, thank you so much for offering those to our audience. Very grateful to you. And also I invite everyone to follow with us on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Vandana, would you like to share maybe a little bit of those three packages and what our audience can
Of course. I would love to. So, what I love about this package is that there's really no work to do. Everything is done for you, right, for your highest and greatest good, to activate your own body's wisdom and intelligence and own ability to heal itself, to reset itself, right, so that all of your systems are in divine alignment with each other and there is no more disharmony or dis-ease or discordant energy that you're holding on to from the past. That all you have to do is just be willing to receive it. So the first package that I put together contains 9 different divine dream body activations, or I say galactivations, to help you really unravel and get to the root of the physical, psychological, or emotional blocks, right? To really retrain or entrain your brain and your emotional nervous system to de-adrenalize, get you out of those toxic codependencies. That it's just another form of sort of an emotional merry-go-round or roller coaster ride that gets you nowhere fast. And kind of it's like you're spinning your wheels and you're going nowhere. What this will do is allow you to rest, relax, and digest anything that's still undigested. Any energies that are stuck deep within your core, stress, struggle, trauma, any blocks to you feeling worthy and holy in your own body. And what it contains is 9 different forms of physical and emotional healing. And we know it all starts with our spiritual bodies and our emotional bodies. And the last body that is affected is our physical one. That's the densest body. So we want to go all the way inside. We want to address the first original timeline when we took on all of this extra weight, all of the dense stress, and it sort of accumulated and grew all of this toxic waste, and we were so aware of it, that it just kept building upon itself layer by layer. So we're going to go to that very first layer, that very first brick of burden, the building block, right, where we built up and erected all of these dense walls and barriers around us that wound up blocking our own light, hiding our own beauty. So we have the upper lower back pain healing, because the soul comes out, the physical pain is only reflection and representation of the emotional pain. So we have upper lower back pain healing, abdominal, heart, throat, limbic brain clearings, shoulder pain clearings, neck pain clearings, legs, lower bodies, the foot, the ankles, arthritic conditions, inflammation, and this is all a result of chronic aggravation, frustration, inflammation, and irritation. This can affect your joints, your ligaments, your tendons, your bones, your blood. You know, this gets built up and it accumulates, you know, all of these toxins where it can really create physical pain in your elbows, your knees, your wrists, your hands, your feet, and also inside. Also inside of your teeth, your gums, you know, it can also create symptoms of TMJ. Just, it's all a result of all of that trapped energy that cuts off your life force and doesn't allow your energy to flow naturally and organically. So that's, you want to just listen to that at night before you go to bed, and really any time that you can give your body this gift of healing to kind of remind your body that it already knows. Your healing bodies already know. It's wired and it's part of your DNA, right? It's part of your neurological wiring. Your body knows how to heal itself. So what we're doing is just reminding your body how to do that. Right? So you don't feel that anyone on the outside can tell you how your body works, because your nervous system, you know, this is about retraining, about de-adrenalizing you from all of these energies that really controlled you and cut off your own body's knowing. So that's package A. Listen to it and allow all of these frequencies that flow through my voice, through the words that I've channeled, that are moving through me and my bodies, to move through you and your bodies. So this way you can accelerate, awaken, and activate your divine dream body into being. And this is about allowing you to feel safe, being seen and supported in your own body. So you don't have all of these walls and all of these shields around you. So this way you could actually share your gifts, be of service, and treat your body in a way that it deserves to be treated. That's package A. And you can actually program all of the MP3s and MP4s on a loop, so that it plays all night long and it goes right to that very first layer, the very first layer when you adopted and maladapted, you know, adjusted your body to a really lower, denser vibrational frequency. So package B is everything in package A. We work with Dr. Lorfan. He is the cosmic, miraculous physician that is located in, we say, the halls of Shambhala, the Great White Lodge. And he is the one that works with the Arcturians, the Arcturian medical assistants, to free up all of this disc space in your hard drive, right, to clear you, to release, and all of this those miasms, the mucus, the congestion, the contraction energy, you know, that you're hiding from yourself and you're hiding from the world. So this is helping you to release all those cords, the hooks, the ties, all of that shame, the shameful energy. So he helps you with infrared color therapy to recover faster, to heal up you and your ancestry, to really invite in all of the remedies and the frequencies of the Syrian blue and the infrared, the ultraviolet laser lights from advanced Arcturian therapies, geometries, and technologies. And this is where I'll just scan your body and invite in the Divine Dream Body Team so I can help you to identify where the blocked energy is, so we have a starting point for you to work from, right? So that you can easily, consciously identify where the blocks began, and you can unburden yourself. So that is also a way to experience what etheric acupuncture feels like. It feels like this release and this relief. It feels like a relief from all of that withholding energy that you're so used to embodying that you're not even aware that it's there. So that is package B. This also helps to enhance blood circulation and release any excessive stimulation that so many star seeds and sensitive empaths are experiencing in the world. So that's package B. Package C, and by the way, package B is recorded. So we'll meet in the Zoom room. I call it the Zoom Womb Rebirthing Room, where you can rebirth your body. And here it's safe, it's confidential, and you can really kind of feel that, you have all of the medicine working on you in this safe and sacred container. So that's package B. Package C is actually the course that I put together, the accelerated course curriculum in transforming your body from the inside out. So this is about receiving all of the remedies, the elixirs, the supplements, all of the energizing foods and medicine from the earth, from the stars, from the suns, that is missing from your body. So this contains 6 2-hour classes and 11 energetic processes, and they are in a printable PDF format. And this takes you naturally and gently through all of the tools and the techniques and the processes to release any body shame, anywhere that you've taken on false identities, right, in your bodies, that you're still carrying those stories, those lies, those beliefs that are creating all of this excessive weight, excessive energy, and excessive body pain. So each galactivation transmission will help to slow down your brain waves into the theta state and will also retrain your nervous system and release you from all enslavement systems that do not serve or support you. So each one has its own medicine to accelerate and escalate the return of your luminous light body. And this is what we need to ascend into our fifth dimensional, multidimensional bodies. So you'll receive all the help, all the healing, all the guidance, all of the instructions, all of the information to reset, to auto-correct your bodies, all of your bodies, the mental bodies, the soul bodies, the etheric bodies, the emotional bodies. We have 22 bodies. So this is not just addressing your physical body. It's addressing every single body that you need to ascend with ease and grace into that space of sovereign grace, right? So this is what we need, what was missing, what we were never told existed until now. We can regulate our own nervous systems. We can auto-correct and reset ourselves. We can be guided and redirected to a healthier, happier, and holier ascension timeline. We don't have to keep recreating and duplicating all of the karmic stress that we inherited from our ancestral bodies. We can connect to that healthy and well ancestral guardian, that body, whether it's a physical ancestor, a galactic ancestor, or a spiritual ancestor. They can help us to dissolve all of that horror heaviness and all of the excessive stress, all of the body inflammation and the nervous system irritation. So that's package C, and package C also includes package A and package B. So it really has everything that you need. You have unlimited email support. You have these sacred body meditation transmissions. And all of the webinars where you could actually feel like you're receiving all of the missing parts, right? All of the missing parts of your body, right? All of the parts of you that flew away are returning, and it makes sense. It's all coming together to support your body so that you can thrive here in this beautiful ascension dream body.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Vandana, for offering those packages. And I feel like it's really a complete package that touches on every aspect to be able to connect with the divine dream team and like going through the transformation that we really desire. From the inside out, and to create this relationship with our body that is very healthy and very loving. And also thank you so much for including the email support and limited email support, because I feel after doing the class and listening to the transmission, it will be very helpful to have more clarity about maybe the advancement through these courses.
Of course.
Yeah.
I know what it's like. I mean, I've been there, right? Been there, done that. And we all need, we can't do it alone. Yeah. Like I said, we can try, but, you know, we just need that ongoing support system, that network of people who have experienced it for themselves. This is not a theoretical program, you know, based on someone else's experience or based on what's been, you know, on the earth, or like, you know, like an old, like worn out matrix of, superficial recommendations. This is really getting to the root to rebirth and redesign our light body vehicles, our ascension vehicles, to trust, to accept our bodies as they are in order to change them and to reactivate them and reawaken all of the sensory experiences, right, that our bodies can give us when we allow our bodies to thrive. And so it really is about trusting this process. So yes, I'm definitely here for you, because if, like I said, if you didn't receive that healthy role modeling of, you know, how to be in a body, how to manage your body, how to pamper your body, how to love your body, then it's really hard to start. So we'll start and stop, and we'll see, you know, sort of like some success or results, but then it won't stick. Somehow we'll go back to those old emotional toxic eating patterns, and we don't want to go back and forth anymore, because this is just draining our energy, right? So we want to be done with all of that density and debris and really reparent, you know, our child bodies, and really restore our lost innocence, and really identify with a healthy, happy, and holy body.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Very beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vandana. Very grateful to you again. And everyone, I really recommend working with Vandana. I really trust her, and I trust the work that she brings and the energy that she brings. And really, I'm so honored that I'm able to share her work with you guys. So again, you can find her packages on the page yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Vandana, V-A-N-D-A-N-A. Or you can click on the special offer button, which is on the webcast or on the replay page. Beautiful. So, Vandana, do you have maybe a little more time? If we can take a couple more questions? Okay.
Sure.
All right. So, let's see. We have a caller from Massachusetts. Phone number, and then let's see, 1986. Hello.
Hello, are you there?
Yes.
Hello.
What is your name?
Thank you. My name is Marjorie. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to tell both of you that I love what I've heard today. Totally amazing. I've been on a spiritual path. Very much interested in spirit doctor healings, et cetera.
And
I'm just
beautiful.
Like totally overwhelmed by how much you offer. You're just so beautiful. I mean,
I'm getting the chills. Okay. Angel bones.
I'm really like,
Marjorie, you are so worth it, my dear. You know that,
well,
right?
Thank you. Well, you know, I get inspired. I look at what's available, and I tap in. I listen to my intuition, so I'm totally grateful to have connected with you both today. I'm trying to think, what questions do I have for you? I'd love to call in.
Did I answer all of your questions already telepathically?
you are like so amazing. All your sources
you
offered, all the higher beings you called in, like some I didn't even know of. I'm like, totally amazing. Grateful.
Well,
to
you're
hear
in
of.
For a treat. You are definitely in for a treat this year. This is a great way to start off your year, for sure.
Oh, right. Well, during this great astrological cosmic event, we're in the midst of these days leading up to January 12th, from the 6th to the 12th, and today's only the 7th, so I totally feel blessed.
Oh,
my question, I think, is, right? Like, so I'm totally guided by the universe, by God. I guess I always like to create my own things, where I invocate, I create using my co-creative divine powers, calling in assistance for others. Like, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking of everyone I care about. I don't overdo it. I don't get into false responsibilities, but I like to call in special help for, like, my landlord, my mom. These are, like, people, you know, in their 80s, 90s, my family. Is that? And I basically just going with my intuition and creating on my own, right? Because I know I'm a powerful divine being, and this is how I'm designed. So as we do that kind of thing, can we do that? Can you just give me an answer? Like, I don't
absolutely
feel like my time. You know,
does it feel light in your body when you do that? When you invoke this?
Yes, and a lot of times I get emotional, like as I'm, thinking about certain people, calling in help for them, as I'm listening to people like you, you know, offering the gifts.
Aww.
I do get overwhelmed with emotions, you know, and so I think that was just my general, and then I guess as you were going through your beautiful, beautiful channeling and healing, I was thinking of different parts of me that need help, and I assume that that also is very powerful. I mean, you're not speaking of them particularly, but I'm thinking about them, you know, and these are like ancestral, these are family health issues or so-called issues. So any words about that?
Well, yes. trust your feelings, trust your gut, as I know that you do. And when you say overwhelmed with emotions, when you, you know, call in the guides, the team, Divine Dream Team to oversee and overlight all of these other beautiful bodies that you say that you, you know, just want to send distant healing, remote healing energy to, which is great. But I think it's also important to come back to you first as a priority, to your body, to your lineage, to your people, and to then allow that energy to flow out with compassion and loving kindness, but not to take on, you know, others' emotions that you may be as an empath that sometimes kind of sneak in unconsciously. Because you're an empath and such a sensitive starseed, sometimes that happens. But I feel like you're on the right track, and I feel that this is something, if it feels light and expansive and elevating, then this is something good that you can continue doing as a prayer for the planet, as a prayer for all of humanity, as a prayer for the body of humanity, because there are many bodies. So just pray to, you could also invoke the Gaia's body, right? The space bodies, the star bodies, the bodies of the universes, and beyond that, can go to the bodies of the Milky Ways and the solar systems and galactic bodies or spiritual bodies, as long as it feels like you're not taking in or on or absorbing external energies that might not be a vibrational match to where you are on your own ascension timeline, then that is great, because you just want to continuously allow the energies to come in and go out, just like the waves, like of an ocean, to flow, so it doesn't get stuck inside of you. Because I think it's that could be a family pattern, possibly an ancestral pattern also in your bloodline, of sometimes taking on too much, or taking like sort of an overdoing or an over responsibility for other energies or other frequencies or other bodies. And I know that you know this, and that's why you mentioned to me, I don't over, like, I'm not doing the over responsibility thing. And I know that you know that. So does that make sense so far?
Yes, it all sounds beautiful. I mean, you've already been doing prayers for, you know, Mother Earth, Gaia, the universe,
especially
now,
the
animals,
we have
humanity,
to.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah.
So thank you
and
so
what,
much. That helped a lot.
Good. And, you know, also you can see the water. We can see the waters, the fluids in our bodies, since we're made of 80%, more than 80% water, putting out the fires in Australia.
Mm.
Right, and
right.
Saving the animals and the humans and all life forms and all sentient beings. And you are one of the 144,000 light workers, which I'm sure you're aware of. And it is like sort of the clarion call, the call of the trumpet, or you know what I mean? Like the one that says, okay, time. It's time to come out. It's time to step up and not to hide anymore in this body. And this, yeah, you're welcome. And so keep up with the good work. And the package is going to really, you're going to have really a lot of fun with it, because it's going to introduce you to all of these miraculous physicians and surgeons and divine beings, galactic Arcturians, that are really fun to play with. And they want to play with your body too, so definitely enjoy that.
Well, this You've has earned been wonderful.
It.
Yay. Yes, I totally understand when you talk about the spirit doctors and the Arcturians as healers.
Yes.
So just to hear you speak of them is just like such a gift. I am so blessed, and I am so dearly loved, and I am magnificent, and I thank you both again.
Aww.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, beautiful one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Much love. That was a really beautiful call.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you, Marjorie. I'm mm-hmm. glad she called in.
So yeah, we have another question from Barbara from Germany. Hi, Vandana and myself. I've been having an extreme form of dry coughing for at least a fortnight now, which I spent in bed mostly Christmas and New Year's Eve, sort of passing me by. My question is, what might be the true cause energetically for this sensation? I have a notion on a symbolic level, but I wonder whether you could help me understand or even support healing in a way. Thank you so much. Love and blessings.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of, I'm feeling right now a lot of sort of tension and contraction in my upper higher chakras and in my crown chakra right now. And it feels like there is a throat chakra blockage for sure, but it feels like almost like that there's a seal or a closure, Barbara, like above you, and almost like a cutoff or a disconnect from a long time ago, from many moons ago. And it feels like it's ancestral, and it feels like it's definitely the messages I'm receiving is that it's emotional, it's spiritual, and also it has to do with the holiday time of the year, the holy day of the year. And the message that's coming through for you is also about feeling disconnected from your own body's divine wisdom and divine voice, and speaking your truth, speaking up, speaking out, and being feeling safe, being heard, right? And it has to do with, you know, also just ways that your body is trying to instruct and inform you to take your powers back, but to also feel worthy of being of the spoken word, of being heard, and really communicating your truth with the world. But the fact that it began around the holiday time feels really spiritually significant to me, and I know that you know that too, and that you trust that too when you said you understand the symbology of it. And once you understand that, you can heal the root of the suppression of your vocalization, right? And that's why when you listen to the transmissions and you receive all the divine instructions from the doctors, the surgeons, the shamans, the kachinas, like all of those dream body guides and guardians, then you can reconnect with that healthy and holy ancestral body and that guardian so that you feel safe in expressing your voice, speaking out and having your needs met and addressed. So it has the dry coughing shows me that there's a part of you, like a child body part of you, that wasn't allowed or given permission to speak and to really express its needs and desires and dreams. So that's why it's so important to speak, to invite back your divine dream body, to merge, meet and merge with that ascension body, that light body, so that you do feel that you have permission to just live an authentic life. So our bodies are always trying to tell us and instruct us with its own wisdom where there's a chakra block. In your case, it's definitely the upper chakras and the throat, right? And the voice and that, you know, it stems from the heart. So when you listen to all of those healing tracks, and we have a session together, and then you take the program, you could feel that, you could start feeling that you can reparent your own body. You know, remother, refather, meaning provide for your body, support your body. That's the paternal instinct, but also like nurture and hold, you know, and support your child body so that your adult body can take over again, right? And just kind of feel safe again and sovereign in your body completely and wholly and unconditionally, which is something that you probably never experienced or were consciously exposed to. So remember, this is healing your bodies in all timelines, lifetimes, galaxies, and realities. Thank you. I hope that that helps.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vandana. Also, thank you so much, Barbara, for your question. Vandana,
I
want to share, we received feedback from, thank you, Barbara. I received feedback from some of our listeners. So, Esther, she wrote, amazing meditation. Thank you. Mary from Florida. Thank you. That felt good and I feel lighter. And then Julie from Western Australia. Hello,
Julie.
Lovely.
Sorry, I know her.
What a blessing you both are and everyone who's listening. Thank you for deep, vulnerable, courageous sharing, Vandana. I've got tears of painful understanding as well as joy and love. We are definitely here on Earth for a reason. Looking forward to purchasing Package C. Big gentle heart hugs of caring and absolute gratitude. I had to leave the webcast early and looking forward to listening to the replay.
Yay, that's beautiful. You know, I just wanted to say that so many bodies on this planet somehow it feels like it's a 3D technology that's still in effect where our bodies resist change because somehow if we say yes to a body transformation system, there is a part of our ego that says, oh, that thinks, that judges or misinterprets or misunderstands what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not because, it's not that there's something wrong with your body that you need to avoid or resist. It's not that your body is bad or broken, damaged, or defective. It's that your body is so worthy and deserving of transforming, of transmuting, of resurrecting itself, of blessing itself. And so I want to encourage everyone to know that if you do say yes to whatever package you're most guided to receive that you feel that you want to give yourself a that you want to allow yourself to receive, that it doesn't mean that there's something lacking or wrong with your body or bad about your body at all. As a matter of fact, if we can't really say yes, like I love and accept my body just as it is, it can never change because we're always blaming or shaming our body. So when you say yes to whatever package feels right for you to start this new year off with, this is an inner journey. This is your own journey. No one outside of you is telling you what to do. Your team is unconditionally loving, blessing, and supporting you, supporting the work so that you can reconnect with your divine dream body, so that you can ascend into your blissful bodies, into your ecstatic bodies, right? And it doesn't mean that, oh, okay, that means that I have to, you know, follow a certain diet or I have to go out to the gym again. Not at all. Actually, quite the opposite. It means that you're taking back the authority, the sovereignty, you know, with dignity and integrity. You're actually allowing your body to authentically exist. So you don't have to deny your body of any pleasure. You know, you don't have to blame your body or shame your body. You can actually love and accept and honor and be grateful for everything about your body, right? For your blood, for your bones, for your energy, because we need all of this to thrive here. And because we don't know what's going to happen in future timelines, right? So we need to refuel with this life force energy, with the galactic solar light source from the central suns. We need to restore the earth and heal the bodies of Gaia and all of humanity now. There is no time to waste or wait, you know, for some imagined source outside of us to rescue us. We have to be the ones to play that role, to play that soul role in this lifetime. And to have fun with our bodies, right? And to, you know, have pleasure and feel good and get our energy back. Because we want to live long, healthy lives, live long and prosper here. Mm-hmm. We have that right, and it's in our DNA to live to 200 years old, right? So let's extend our lives in a good way.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was very empowering. Really loved your message, Vandana. Thank you so much for sharing
that.
Thank you. Very grateful to you, and really thank you for all the time that you spent with us, the guidance you gave to our audience, the journey. That was really, really amazing, very profound. The energy was really beautiful. So thank you so much for that. And also thank you for the three packages that you are offering to our audience and the support that comes with that. So thank you so much, Vandana.
Thank you, and you're welcome, Ansaf. It's always a joy and honor and a pleasure, and I want to say a privilege to hold the space for everyone in the safe and sacred container, right? In the safe and sacred space of grace. And I wish you blessings beyond compare this year, you and your beautiful audience and listeners. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And everyone, really thank you so much for being here, for sharing with us this space, your energy, and being present with us. Thank you for those who asked the questions and shared their feedback. Grateful to you as well. And I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.